Since last Wednesday, actually almost like 9 days now, we just staying inside our houses because you don't know if the airstrike gonna come, or like how these gonna hit. It's like it's safer for you and your family to stay close to your house. And I keep myself busy, you know. I have a dog. I don't know, it's a kind of forbidden in Islam, but I have it anyway. His name is Broco. I love him so much. And I keep communicate with my friends, my colleagues, also to discuss what we're gonna do, if there is something we can do. Since 2011, we have this kind of ugly experience of lockdown in our houses for days and days. But this one is different. This one, it's like most of the people, they just like, they are sad, really sad. Even myself, I have like, since I was a student, I have issues like with the old regime and, you know, the troubles and education and everything. But when Ali Salas got killed, I cried. Most of the people really cried, men and women. They feel like, you know, this man has been our leader for almost over 35 years. I'm 26, I born, and he's still like, you know, he was the president until I finished the school, and he's still the president. We always look up to him. He's our father for my generation. But now the thing that I noticed, and it's, I don't know, hurt me inside, for real. It's like people, like, I don't know, they lost hope. Ali Abdullah Saleh death breaks every single one in the country because they think there is no protection anymore.